Children, Civilization's Future, Victims of Western Brutality. The United Nations Universal Children's Day, 20th of November, has come and gone and nothing has changed. No action that would now protect children any more than before. No move even by the UN to call on nations at war to take special care to protect children, if for nothing else but the fact that children are our planet's future. They are the standard bearer of human generations to come and of our civilization as a whole, if we don't run it into the ground. Yet children are among the most vulnerable, discriminated and abjectly exploited and abused species within humankind. The culture of greed and instant profit has no space for children, for their rights, for their upbringing within a frame of human rights, fair education, access to shelter and health services everywhere. For much of our Western society, children are a nuisance at best, a tool for cheap labor, especially when the West outsources its production processes to poor developing countries, mostly in Asia and Central America, so poor that they cannot enforce laws against child labor, all to maximize corporate profits. Otherwise, the Western-driven killing and war machine indiscriminately slaughters children by famine, by drones, by bombs, by disease, by abuse. Collateral damage? Children could be protected even in illegal wars, but eradicating by death and poverty entire generations in nations the West intends to subdue has a purpose. Rebuilding of these nations will not take place under the watch of educated children, grown adults, who would most likely oppose their hangmen, those that have destroyed their homes and families, their villages and towns, their schools and hospitals, their drinking water supply systems, leaving them to the plight of cholera and other diseases brought about by lack of hygiene and sanitation. So, in the interest of the empire and its puppet allies, children's calamities and crimes on them are at best underreported. In most cases, nobody even cares. Look at Syria. The poison gas attacks instigated by US and NATO forces carried out by their proxies Daesh and Saudi regime to blame them on President Bashar al-Assad were directed at children for greater public relations impact, further helped by the fake heroes, the white helmets. Can you imagine? Children have to be poisoned and killed by Western forces who want to topple the Syrian Assad government to put their puppet in his place so that they can control the country and eventually the region. Yes, children are sacrificed, a huge crime against humanity, to commit another horrendous international crime, forcefully change a democratically elected government. That's what the West does and is and always was for the last 2,000 years. Take the situation of Yemen, where for the last 3.5 years, the network of the world's biggest mafia killer scheme, led by Saudi regime as the patsy and foreign money funnel aiding the US and her allies in crime, the UK, France, Spain, several of the Persian Gulf regimes, and many more, has killed by bombs, starvation and cholera induced by willingly destroying water supply and sanitation systems, maybe hundreds of thousands of children. According to Save the Children, some 85,000 children below 5 years of age have already died from famine, a purposefully induced famine, as Saudi and Persian Gulf forces destroyed and blocked the port of Hodeidah, where about 80% to 90% of imported food enters the country. The most vulnerable ones, as with every man-made disaster, are children and women. Already a year ago, the UN just paid a lip service that the cholera outbreak in Yemen is the fastest spreading cholera epidemic since records began and that it will affect at least 1 million people, including at least 600,000 children. A year later, how many of them have died? Extreme food shortages, destroyed shelters and hospitals, lack of medication, as medicine is also blocked at the points of import, have reduced children's natural immune systems even further. Imagine the suffering caused not just to the children, but to their parents, families, communities. What the West is doing is beyond words. It's beyond crime, and all those leaders responsible will most likely never face a criminal court, as they are controlling all the major justice systems and media in the world. Though no justice could make good for the killing and misery, but at least it could demonstrate that universal crime, as is the war on Yemen and many others fought for greed and power, is not tolerated with impunity. UNHCR, the UN Refugee Agency, reports that worldwide some 70 million refugees are on the move or in refugee camps. This figure does not include a large number of unreported cases, perhaps up to a third more. Most of the refugees are generated in West Asia by Western-initiated wars, wars for greed, for natural resources, for controlling a geopolitically and strategically important region, and the seemingly unstoppable way to full power world dominance. At least two-thirds of the refugees in the world are children. No health care, no education, no suitable shelter, or none at all, malnourished to starving, raped, abused, enslaved, you name it. Where do all these children go? What's their future? There will be societies, Yemen, Syria, Iraq, Libya, Afghanistan, missing a full generation. These countries are easier to control, subdue, and enslave. Just imagine many of the lost children pass under the radar of human statistics, ignored. Many of them are totally abandoned, no parents, no family, nobody to care for them, nobody to love them. They may quietly die in the gutters, unknown, anonymous. It is the brutal West that led them. And the UN declared Children's Day has come and gone, and nothing has changed. Nothing will change as long as the West is devastating indiscriminately countries, cities, villages for sheer greed. Yemen, Syria, Iraq, Libya, Afghanistan never were threatening the United States, nor Israel, of course. But they have resources the West covets, or they are geopolitically of strategic importance for step-by-step bloody advancing towards world hegemony. According to the UN, about 300 million children around the world do not go to school. Again, the unreported figure is possibly double or higher, especially including those that attend school only sporadically. Many of the children are abducted, sold into slavery, prostitution, imprisoned for medical testing and for use in orgies of bloodthirsty secret societies, their organs harvested and traded by mafia-type organizations. Organ trading allegations are levied against Israel's armed forces, killing thousands of children in Israel's open prison and extermination camp called Gaza, and against Ukraine's Nazi government. Did you know 60% of all children in Gaza are mutilated and amputated as a result of the Zionist regime's war against the Palestine population? And the world looks on, not daring to protest and stand up against this criminal regime, God's chosen people. In the UK, one of four children live in poverty. In the US, 60 million children go to bed hungry every night. At the US-Mexican border, refugee children and their mothers are being shot at with tear gas cannons by US police and military forces to prevent them from entering Mr. Trump's holy land, the great United States of America. The former UN Secretary General Kofi Annan, referring to the horrific siege on Aleppo and calling for international action to stop the war, said, "The assault on Aleppo is an assault on the whole world. When hospitals, schools and homes are bombed indiscriminately, killing and maiming hundreds of innocent children, these are acts that constitute an act on our shared fundamental human values. Our collective cry for action must be heard and acted upon by all those engaged in this dreadful war." You've just heard an article by Peter Koenig. Peter Koenig is an economist and geopolitical analyst.